Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
People that they're 40 years old, 39 years old, they're still coming back to play in the Olympics, so you understand what this means, and being able to be in my first one. Now, if I'm the flag bearer, great. If I'm not, it's okay. I'm just happy, man.
Just happy, man.
Awesome.
Our guy Giannis.
Super happy for him.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 7:12 on this Monday morning, landfall. The Eye of Beryl is over southeast Texas this morning. Made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane about 4 a.m. our time. That according to the National Hurricane Center. Is it still?
Have not seen it downgraded just yet, but they anticipate that it will, because usually, right, when a hurricane ends up over land, it drops status.
Yes. So we're keeping an eye on that. It appears still to be a hurricane at this point.
I don't know if you've seen a picture of the radar, but it is unbelievable down there along the coast. Wow.
Just a big blotch of red in the middle, a little yellow ring outside that, and the green bands as well, lighter rainfall, you know. Official landfall was Matagorda Beach, that is southeast of San Antonio and Austin, which of course are further inland from the Gulf Coast. It's southwest of Houston and Galveston to get your bearings there.
Right.
All of those cities are being affected right now by the rains. More than 130,000 customers already without power this morning.
Beryl slamming the Texas coast with flooding rains, damaging winds, even the threat of tornadoes. Rainfall totals could reach 15 inches in isolated areas, with a storm surge up to 7 feet along the Gulf Coast.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting there. Eric wants it to be called Beryl.
Well, doesn't that make more sense?
It's B-E-R-Y-L, right? I guess. This is probably the least consequential aspect of the conversation.
Everyone's calling the storm Beryl. I feel like it would have been pronounced Beryl. It's an older name.
Nonetheless, they were not happy on Sunday afternoon in Galveston. How come? Because they closed the beach.
Oh.
This is what we came for. This is what we do. Like, we love to surf. We love to get out there on the waves, get reckless, you know, get crazy.
Yeah, reckless and crazy, not what officials in Galveston were interested in. So they shut down the beach. They kicked the surfers out. Yeah, sorry, guys. This is...
Gotta go.
All right. Love you, but no thanks. Anyway, continuing to watch Beryl, as it were. Category 1 hurricane at the moment, but we do expect that to diminish rather quickly. Here's the thing about that. When it drops below category strength, that means the winds will drop, but it doesn't diminish the rain potential. This thing, that's going to be the story here. In addition to the possible tornadoes, appears to be the biggest threat of this storm is going to be a foot and a half or so of rain that could drop in some spots.
Unfathomable. And we've seen a lot of rain here.
Right, and we're complaining about our rain. Yeah. 7:14, Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Vince, the headline on MLB.com reads, Keuchel classically crafty. Say that three times really fast.
And Dallas Keuchel does get through four scoreless somehow, some way.
And Crafty Keuchel, as Vince now refers to him.
that was not my nickname.
Finds a way.
I'll entertain it, but...
This guy found a way. As the Brewers avoid the sweep to the Dodgers, 9-2, they win on Sunday afternoon. So he goes 4 1/3, 3 hits, 5 walks, no strikeouts, and no runs.
The reason we picked him up, the front office scouted him, looked at him, see where he's at, and felt like the reason he could help is because his experience. He's not going to give in.
And skipper Pat Murphy there, MLB.com's Adam McKelvey had a fun little nugget. He said the last pitcher to walk 5, strike out none with no runs in 5 innings, Astros pitcher Mike Scott.
Household name. Everybody knows him.
From the Reagan era. The Brewers enjoyed home runs from Christian Yelich, Eric Haas, and Blake Perkins. By the way, Christian Yelich will be a guest on the Midday News show, Wisconsin's Midday News, around 11:45. He'll be in studio today. Yelly will be. No game for the crew today. They host the Pirates starting tomorrow.
I will enjoy every moment.
Mux Giannis Antetokounmpo, a first for him, and the original dream, really before Giannis even dared to wonder if he could one day play in the NBA. He wanted to play on the Greek national team at its highest level in the Olympics, and he's getting his shot. Greece beat Croatia 80-69 in the qualifying final. Giannis, with 23 points, was asked what would it mean to him to carry the Greek flag in the opening ceremony.
Yanni, reports already saying that you will most probably be the flag bearer in the Olympics. How big of a dream is this for you?
The
flag bearer. So you will hold the flag. So how big of a dream is this for you? Thank you.
I think that's an honor. You know, in the Olympic Games, the best athletes in the world, you know, people that they're 40 years old, 39 years old, they're still coming back to play in the Olympics. So you understand what this means, and being able to be in my first one. Now, if I'm the flag bearer, great. If I'm not, it's okay. I'm just happy, man.
Just happy, man.
Awesome.
Our guy Giannis.
Super happy for him.
A couple of emotional moments. You saw him on the bench there. Kind of, we were talking earlier, just reminded me of when he had that moment after winning the championship here in Milwaukee. Just like another dream achieved.
Awesome. So cool to see his kid there with him.
So shared it with his family, right? And he's a super proud Greek. A lot of storylines to be had there, but another team for us to root for here in the Olympics. The Olympic Games in Paris open officially July 26th.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
What will you find in your news feed? What will be in your timeline? What's on the television, in the paper, online, or right here on WDTMJ Radio? We're going to tell you right now everything you need to know about
it. Just tell me what's happening in the news.
Well, today it's barrel. Barrel making landfall will affect things in Texas and across the country as you deal with the weather as it tracks south of Wisconsin, but still affects the travel grid. So something to pay attention to all week long. Tomorrow, NATO heads of state and governments will meet. Day one is tomorrow. President Biden will host those NATO leaders. High-stakes gathering with the status of Ukraine topping the agenda.
At the summit, the U.S. is expected to announce new steps to strengthen Ukraine's air defenses and military capabilities. And there will be significant announcements on increasing NATO's military, political, and financial support for Ukraine. On the sidelines of the summit, President Biden will host an event with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, along with other NATO leaders.
That happens starting tomorrow. That's ABC's Perry Rossum there. Jury selection for actor Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial begins tomorrow. This is a big one.
You love a good celebrity trial, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. And this is a heck of a trial. He's charged with involuntary manslaughter for shooting cinematographer Helena Hutchins. He did it on the set of the movie Rust. It killed her. Another person was injured. Now, Baldwin was pointing a pistol at Hutchins during rehearsals when it went off. He says he didn't pull the trigger, but he did hold the barrel. He didn't pull the trigger, but he did put his thumb I'm trying to tell you something and I can't tell you. So anyway, he's saying this one thing. They're going to say that he's guilty. There is another person who's already been convicted of this.
Yeah, his defense wants to blame it all on the armorer.
Yeah, armorer. Right, she's already been convicted. He's looking at 18 months in jail if he's also convicted. They're going to say that it was really sloppy on set, that it was disorganized, that there were issues from the start. And they're also going to have video of him pointing the gun randomly at people. Not being funny, like not like saying, hey, shoot. He's just like making directions while pointing the gun at people. So that takes place starting tomorrow, jury selection. Wednesday, here comes the drone show. Wednesday night, good old-fashioned drone show right here in Milwaukee. Villa Terrace celebrating 100 years, the art museum there along the lakefront. Their opening night of the 100-year gala is Wednesday with a drone show, 600 to 700 feet wide, so it's maybe the equivalent of a couple of football fields, football field and a half. It's going to take off just south of Bradford Beach, so you'll be able to see it from a lot of different vantage points. Wednesday.
Oh, man, how about out on the water?
That would be cool.
Got a friend with a boat?
I did speak with the drone operator about it.
I will say that this is probably the most intricate show we've made to date. There's just a lot of different aspects to it, as well as just some probably the most dynamic movements and transitions between formations. So I'd say the finale is probably going to be the best part.
Okay, finale will be the best part about that. Samsung Galaxy event. Samsung releases all some new details starting on Wednesday. On Thursday, Bastille Days. Storm the Bastille is Thursday night. The festival runs through the weekend. Manhattan Henge is Friday. The Mallards will honor Chris Farley on Saturday, and that is your week ahead.
.com. Host of Brewers Extra Inning, Don Cotroneo, is our guest on Brewers 360, coming up at 7:45.
A controversial vending machine in Tuscaloosa. A grocery store in Alabama now removing this kiosk that sells...
Too many sugary sweets?
No. Ammunition. Ammo inside this vending machine.
A manager at the Tuscaloosa store that removed the machine says it was not because of the city council meeting, but because of a lack of sales.
So this is something that had been taking place in this grocery store. They sold just different ammo, and it was done via AI.
American Rounds says it uses artificial intelligence and facial recognition technology to match buyers of the ammo with their ID cards. The company says the novel way of selling ammo for shotguns, pistols, and rifles will reduce theft and increase safety.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick there. So, yeah, as you heard earlier, the manager did remove the items, but... not because of any controversy, the manager says, from the council or any constitutional crisis, because there's no one was going to the grocery store to buy ammo.
People weren't just picking up a loaf of bread, eggs, milk, and ammo.
Yeah. And is there something illegal about that? Now, some are saying this is crazy. What could go wrong? Everything, if you are offering it this way. However, if there are parameters in place that they say are...
If the same checks are occurring through AI, and you have to buy into whether or not that's real.
Right, agreed.
But if the same checks are occurring, is that not the same thing?
And the city has verified that the vending machines are legal. Just they've been taken down, but they are legal there in Tuscaloosa.
This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. I didn't tell Pancake this was coming up yet today. Did we tell Pancake yet?
I haven't.
So I'm informing the producer of what's coming up as we speak.
This would be great.
In the 8 o'clock hour. Sorry, G. We're getting caught up here. Eric and I are back together, all of us here, first time in a couple weeks.
Seems like forever to see everybody.
So I did something stupid on social media again. I stepped in it.
Really?
Yeah. We talk and preach all the time about how social media is a sewer and we would like to see it cleaned up and it should be a place for free exchange of ideas. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Yes. Support. Mm-hmm. But why do people have to be so mean? Why do people have to say mean stuff? Well, I didn't mean to, but I think I said something kind of mean.
So you became part of the problem.
Yes. I was part of the problem.
Inadvertently?
So, yeah. Entirely inadvertently, at least in my defense. I wasn't trying to be mean. Trying to be funny, which is usually where I get in trouble. As you know, if you listen to the show, usually where I run into trouble is when I was trying to be funny and what I had said turned out to be not very funny. So I will share that story with you in its entirety.
Interesting. All right.
Coming up after 8 o'clock. Does that work for you, Pancake?
Yes.
Good? Okay. 7:42. What do we have? Dom Cotroneo is our guest on Brewers 360. He joins us next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Before we get to Brewers, just want to shout out our guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo, achieving a dream. The Greek national basketball team, led by Giannis this time, is celebrating after beating Croatia 80-69 on Sunday. That's them celebrating. They qualify for the Olympic Games, which begin later this month in Paris. Here's Giannis.
I'm just happy, man. I'm just happy that I have a good coaching staff, a good team. I'm in the Olympics. I just want to go compete, be more healthy, compete, and try to make something happen. You know. But again, as coach say, I will enjoy. I will enjoy every moment. I will enjoy every moment because you never know in life. I will enjoy every moment.
Yeah, Giannis had 23 points on the night. Appears to be getting healthy, which is the good
news
for us as Bucks
fans.
Not that I'm not happy for Giannis.
Sure.
I'll watch and root for Greece because this has been a dream of his.
Yep.
Even before he even dared to think he could play in the NBA, he thought maybe I can make this Greek national team and play in the Olympics, represent my country. So happy for him. And the Olympics start end of this month.
Dallas crafty Keuchel finds a way as the Brewers avoid the sweep to the Dodgers 9-2. Keuchel just walked guys, but none of them scored, which is the most important part. Brewers win 9-2. They're off today. The Pirates come to town. Final week before the All-Star break starts tomorrow. By the way, I should also mention Yelich went deep yesterday. Yelich is on a tear, and he will join Wisconsin's Midday News in studio this morning around 11:45-ish.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip. Dom Catronio on the line with us, host of Brewers Extra Innings. Morning, Dom.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
You didn't make the roadie, did you? Did you go out west?
No. I'm on a different on-assignment roadie as I do weekly. I'm on my way to Philly right now.
What's happening in Philly?
Well, I got TBS. You know, I got to keep watching the Dodgers, actually. You know, I get to do my national duties and work with Brian Anderson and watch some good baseball before the All-Star break.
Okay, let me complain first. There's a lot to feel good about yesterday's game, but let's get the complaint out of the way. Okay, I can handle losing 2 of 3 to the Dodgers in Los Angeles, but, man, as we feared, not a great series against Colorado.
But, I mean, if I told you at the start of the week the Brewers were going to go 3-4 on this road trip, what would you say, right? I mean, like, knowing how hard it is to play in Colorado, I don't think anybody would have expected a split. But, you know, a 3-4 road trip would have been like, hey, probably winning a series in Colorado, maybe getting swept by the Dodgers. So you're not losing ground by going 3-4. And quite frankly, the Brewers were with the Dodgers step for step. This gave me a lot of Philly vibes when the Brewers got swept by the Phillies. They were with them step for step. They were tied in the eighth inning in both Friday and Saturday's game. You can't tell me that the Brewers weren't hanging with the Dodgers.
I will not tell you that.
Yeah, you better not.
Okay. Hey, Dom, I thought it was pretty interesting. JS had the story about how Christian Yelich, after tomorrow, likely will sit atop the NL leaderboard as far as hitting goes. He's not there today, but he'll be there likely tomorrow if he gets enough plate appearances.
Right, it gets complicated. I talked about this on the show yesterday. The way it's calculated for baseball is you need at least 3.1 plate appearances times the number of team games your team has played. So, like, you know how there's this year in the NBA, there's new rules about how you have to have played at least like 60 games to be a qualifier for all of the awards at the end of the season. So this is like baseball's version of it. This has been forever, since like 1960. But my math, he can have 5 plate appearances tomorrow and still be like 1 plate appearance shy. Mm. And then on Wednesday, he'll be among the league leaders in the rate stats, meaning when you average out your on-base percentage, your OPS. And look, the year that Yelly's having is incredible. I know you guys just said he's coming to the studio today. Fired up for him and everyone with the Christian Yelich Charity Foundation with the charity concert coming up in a couple of weeks. So I'm just super happy for him, man. This dude has kind of been through it with the last couple of years. And now, last year was like, wow, he was healthy. Look what he did. And now he's got the power back. So, you know, you start to look at 2018, 2019, and like, oh, remember that guy? And the numbers are eerily similar.
Do some teams, as we approach the All-Star break, Dom, do some teams need the break more than others? And I would put the Brewers right in that category of, man, let's get through, let's have a winning homestand here, and then let's get to the break and reset, give some of these tired arms a break, and get some of these other guys back maybe.
100%. The Brewers are especially in that camp right now, given not just for the pitching, but for some position players that need to get healthy too, right? Joey Ortiz was officially placed on the IL during this road trip with his neck issue. So giving him a few extra days to get ready, get right, and see what he can do a couple of days after the All-Star break. But then furthermore, you look at Brian Hudson, right? We saw him struggle on Friday and Saturday going back-to-back. There was some adrenaline pumping there with going back to the team that he was originally acquired from. There was a lot going on. He's been used a lot, so maybe it is a blessing in disguise that he has not been named to the All-Star team, even though he is certainly deserving, and just say, you know what? Let's take this 5-day breather, come back. Joe Ross had a great rehab outing on Saturday with the Timber Rattlers. He'll have at least one more probably down in Nashville. Give him a little bit more time to come back. DL Hall is going to make another rehab appearance this week. And another guy, Devin Williams, he is throwing to live hitters tomorrow at American Family Field. They expect him back maybe the week after the All-Star break, definitely by the end of July.
All good news right there. Mm-hmm. What's on your plate for the All-Star break?
a lot of golf and as little baseball as possible. And with all due respect, I'm a downtown resident, avoiding downtown at all costs.
Yes, well, broadcasters get a break too. And yes, amen. We support that decision as well with the RNC kicking off next week. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Tom Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings. And we've got Mark Tauscher up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
Are you someone that lights off fireworks? Are you lighting wicks? Are you doing anything, or is that you're steering clear?
Innovator.
You know who enjoys the 4th of July from a business standpoint more than anybody?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Hand surgeons.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
WTMJ Forecast was sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. And Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, brought to us by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There's a reason for my succeeding line of questioning here, Tausch, that will be revealed unto you. But does the NFL still double up on the road? Do you have a roommate when you travel, or did you?
So I did for a while, and then actually when you get older, they kind of give you, I think if you get to year 5, they give you kind of that option of going solo. But my boy Cliffy, man, we had more fun. But then snoring started happening and things like that. So we didn't end up doing it.
Affects game performance, right? Well,
the reason it comes up is because over the weekend, lost in the holiday weekend, a volunteer crew of 4 people spent more than 12 months inside the first simulated Mars environment at the Johnson Space Center, and they came out back to life on Saturday around 5 p.m. after living in an artificial alien environment for more than a year. Just the 4 of them.
Huh. And they all roomed together, or did they? So it was just one room?
So the
there's 4 beds?
The quartet lived and worked inside a space of 1,700 square feet to simulate a mission to the Red Planet.
It didn't look like everybody, from one of the pictures I saw from inside, didn't look like everybody had their own, they all had their own bunk, but I don't think they had individual rooms.
I was very curious about that, too. Yeah. I have to admit, the first thing that we thought of when you see them come out is, boy, how do they stink? it seems like it would just smell in there.
I disagree
with that. Like a fraternity
house
or something.
All you got to do all day is take a shower.
And work on vegetables and things.
So I guess I have a ton of questions here. Is it what were they all doing all day? And yes, what was the shower? Was there no showering? Was this, I suppose if you're on Mars and you're the first people there, you have no idea if there's going to be running water. There's a lot of questions that need to get answered, but you really are going to find, you're talking about if you have kids and family, you know them better than anybody else. I think if you get put in this scenario where you have nowhere to go and it's just there, you're going to know way more than you're going to want about everybody in that Mars colony that you've been doing. And I'm assuming this was a complete covert mission. Nobody knew this was happening.
I want to say we did know they were going in there. I feel like they had made this announcement last year. The crew took simulated Mars walks. They grew and harvested several vegetables. They maintained their equipment and habitat. And they came out very happy, all of them very gracious and spoke very highly of each other and how they were playing a small piece in a larger cog of eventually getting us to Mars.
See, that's no fun. Eric said earlier it should have been what is that? Like a reality
Big Brother,
show.
Yeah, it should have been like CBS's Big Brother, and should have been relationships, and Julie Chen should have been there. It would have been awesome.
You really buy that through 12 months, it was all hunky-dory, and everything was – you really believe that that's the case? Because I can imagine for some of it would be, and if they're accomplishing what they're looking for, but I have a hard time buying the fact that you have 4 people that – probably didn't know each other all that well, going in there and coming out, going through all that, just doing an interview saying how awesome it is. I feel like there's probably more to that story.
I appreciate that they're scientists and they're not just reality stars, so there is that, but there has to be some. Like, think about this group.
They still crack their gums. Right? One of them is still like...
Mark was very bossy at breakfast today. I don't know why he has to be in charge all the time. I'm perfectly capable of making the breakfast.
Yeah, why is he not? Why does he not clean up his dishes? Why did he just leave them in the sink? I don't fully understand. So So did we come out of this thinking that we're going to be on Mars sooner rather than later? Is that the answer to what these guys were doing in this little 1,700-foot cubicle?
I think it's yet to be determined. They do have additional simulations planned for 2025 and 2027. I'll say this. I'm further away.
Would you two go and do this?
This year on Earth? Mission? No. I mean, I think these are the real heroes. I mean, at least I'd go to Mars before I'd do this. I kid you not. Like, at least if you're going to Mars, you're going to Mars.
You're actually going to see the planet.
Just in, you know, in an enclosed place in Texas. Like
there's probably more variables that will take your life on Mars than sitting in a cubicle in Texas. So I could be wrong. I'm just wondering if they come to you and say, you know what, you guys got a great morning show. I think this would be really good for us promoting this. Can you guys give us 12 months in Texas in a 1,700 square foot? And would you two come out of there laughing like these four did after you spent your last year just with the two of you? I'm guessing the answer is no, but I don't know.
Do we get to bring Pancake? He could help us navigate those waters. No.
Pancake has to stay back and run the show. I mean, what do you guys
remote producer.
Thank God.
And we'd take our turns complaining to him. Eric was like, Greg, I love Eric, right? You know I love him, right? Right?
But okay. He keeps clearing his throat.
God, he does it one more time.
He does. It's clear his throat.
What is he doing with that CPAP machine? I don't understand
it. I did not know that going in. Did not. 7:58. Thanks, Tosh.
See ya.